720 WGN, it is Dane here with you in for Dean Richards until 1 p.m. today. The music is peppy, festive, and positive. The weather is cooperating as well, and there's going to be great events. It's a great time of year, and of course it's going to be, I think, almost 60 today. I heard the weather report. It's going to be 70 a little bit later, and whether it's parades or whether it's, you know, all of the things that are happening around 312 or happening around St. Patrick's Day, it's going to be exciting. Excited to have on Maria Bashmakoff. She is with Do 312. Maria, welcome to WGN.
Hi, thank you so much for having me today. Stoked to be talking to you all.
Yeah, all of us, right? You're talking to everybody, kind of get them up to speed with the things that you guys have in store. Some exciting things happening around the holiday. You've got Wiener Circle, you've got DJ Kishera, a lot of things people know and love. Talk a little bit about what's happening.
Oh yeah, stoked to chat about it. So you may have heard we're throwing a little party this coming Wednesday at the Wiener Circle. It's going to be a great time. In true 312 fashion, the party actually starts at 3:12 p.m. as well. So, you know, right on the dot, be there, be ready to go. Going to have DJ Kishera, DJ Prosperity Room. We're also going to have local drag queen Lucy Stoll as well, judging a Chicago-themed costume contest. So any crazy, wacky ideas you might have in the back of your closet, time to whip it out. Nothing's a bad idea, you know, in Chicago. But we're going to have $3.12 hot dogs, a drink special, a lot of samples as well. But, you know, really just kind of celebrating everything that we can for our beloved city.
Yeah, there's a lot of great things in the city. Great food, affinity for the hot dogs made a certain way. No ketchup, of course, with that. Explain to the listeners Wiener Circle, right? There's an interesting dynamic. The food celebrated and great. The location is iconic. But the attitude, right, is something that, you know, that I think is also beloved, but also something maybe people need to experience.
Oh, yeah. So if you haven't been to the Wiener Circle, it's definitely an experience. They get a little aggressive with you, and they have, like, a fun time, too. So, you know, it's definitely one of those things that you haven't experienced in Chicago. You got to experience it. It's definitely not your local hot dog stand. It's not your go-to experience. So, you know, it's one of those things I don't want to give too much away, but, you know, maybe have therapy scheduled the next day just in case. Things might get a little aggressive.
Yeah, therapy. Right. There should be like crisis counselors there to say, it's okay. You're going to be okay. Oh, yeah. You know, you're going to be okay on the music side. And so DJ Kishera, she's been a longtime producer over the years here at WGN Radio. And of course, you know her from the Bulls and all the cool things that she does all around town. Talk about how she got involved in what she'll be doing.
Oh yeah. So as you know, she is a very prominent local DJ, does a lot of really awesome events all over town. So, you know, when it came to scheduling who we were going to have headlining this event, kind of a no-brainer, thought she'd be the perfect fit. So, you know, the party's going to be bouncing. It's going to be on the back patio, and, you know, she's going to have all the hits. So if you haven't been to a Chicago Bulls DJ, or sorry, a Chicago Bulls game, I think in a way this is kind of like almost like a replacement, you know? So can't make it to United Center. I think Wiener Circle sounds like the perfect safe bet instead.
Yeah, yeah. And the Bulls won't lose, right? And I mean, not that they're like, yeah, they can't win all the time.
I can't make any promises, but yeah.
When you think about this, and Maria, talk about, you know, Do 312, what it is that you guys do in general, you know, just the, because it isn't just for this event. You guys are doing stuff year round, kind of promoting the area code and great events and happenings.
Yeah, honestly, you pretty much captured it there. You can catch us online at do312.com and on social media at do312. 312 is our namesake, so we really try to capture everything that you could possibly do in the city and suburbs, whether that's events, festivals, food, drink specials, you know, anything that there really is to do in Chicago or Chicagoland, it's on our website, you know, whether it's like a really crazy event that's happening in somebody's basement that we found online, or, you know, a stadium show, like whatever it is, we really try to capture it and, you know, share it with our users and tell them about all the cool things that really make Chicago what it is, and also tell you like the best way that you can really enjoy the city.
So a little bit.
This is one of the ways that we're kind of giving back to the city with our upcoming party too.
A little bit later on in the program, we're going to have the folks from Visit Indian with us, right? We see, you know, you're a 317, right, is the area code for you. You started kind of it in Indianapolis. Do you feel like, and I love Indianapolis, we do a ton with them for, you know, all the racing and all the events. The food scene there is great. You know, a lot of great events in Indy. Do you feel like you've been drafted up to the big leagues here in Chicago?
Honestly, that's a great way of putting it, and that makes me very happy to hear that you've been chatting with them. But yeah, I tell everybody, but it's a world of a difference between the two. Like, Indiana, love it, but man, Chicago, on any given night, there's 10 times, 100 times more things to do, too. So it never blows my mind, or never ceases to blow my mind, just how much there is happening in the city.
And before we let you go, you mentioned the Wiener Circle, some great things there. But what are the other 312 deals? There's other things happening at Hubbard Inn, Shot Bar Med Spa, Le Grand Boucherie.
Oh, yeah, there's so many. And so also, so we have all those deals that are happening. We have $3.12 Frosé Happy Hour at Io Godfrey. We have $31.20 tickets as well. So if you want to check out any upcoming concerts too, but in true Duke 312 fashion as well, we also have a handful of giveaways that we're doing. So if you want to win a $50 gift card, a $100 gift card to really celebrate 312 Day, or even event tickets, we also have that on our site. And you can find all that at do312.com/312day.
We'll have links up at WGNradio.com for all of it. Excited to have people have another thing to celebrate and a way to get out there and enjoy some what looks like going to be great weather with some amazing events and iconic Chicago happenings. Maria, thanks so much for everything you're doing for the city and for the entertainment of the city, quality of life, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, and hope to see you at the party.
All right, we will be there. We're going to take a break right now. When we come back, a lot of great stuff happening. We'll be talking with Father Pat McGrath from Old St. Pat. Some cool things happening all week, so keep it here. It's Dane in for Dean on 720 WGN. 720 WGN, Sunday morning. It is Dane in for Dean Richards until 1 p.m. today. And we mentioned it in a couple of the other segments. A lot of exciting things happening, not just the weather, but also celebrations around St. Patrick's Day. And excited to have, honored to have Father Pat McGrath from Old St. Pat's. Father, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Dane. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday to you. This is your day. Well, it's all of our day, but specifically, this is a great day to have you on and a great day to preview things coming up for Irish All Week 2025.
Absolutely. It's not St. Patrick's Day in Chicago or around Old St. Pat's. It's St. Patrick's week and even month, maybe. So lots of good things. Chicago loves it because we love St. Patrick. We also love the fact that we might have a 60-degree day in the next few days, and so there's hope in the spring and lots to celebrate.
Yeah, the weather report, I think Dave Schwann had it, that it could be almost pushing 70 by the end of the week, and so things are really lining up. You got a little divine intervention on the weather side, and Father, talk about this. You know, I don't want to say we take it for granted, but we do celebrate the ways that we celebrate, whether it's Irish heritage or just the festivities and the holiday. I know we've got a huge Irish American population here in the Chicago area, and dyeing the river green, that's something that makes worldwide news. Talk a little bit about that, just that unique position that we have with this holiday.
Yeah, you know, the Irish American population of Chicago obviously has been significant for a long time, especially since the great immigration of the Irish in the middle of the 19th century, in places like Old St. Patrick's Church became homes, new homes for those folks. And the Irish brought to the new world and their new country and new home just a great celebration of their own culture, like every immigrant group does. And so the Irish sense of hard work and good politics and good food and music and storytelling, all of that comes to life in the celebrations that we do in a city like Chicago. And we like, you know, at Old St. Pat's, we like to emphasize lots of things that are happening, not just the great, great fun like on the parade day this coming Saturday, but beautiful celebration of the Celtic arts. Like we have a concert tomorrow night at Symphony Center. This is the 26th year for our concert that we call Seamse na Gael, which is Gaelic, just to say a celebration of the arts, a celebration of all things Irish. And it started years ago when folks at Old St. Pat's wanted to make a gift to the city of Chicago, as it were, of the Irish arts, not just parades and bands and green beer, but the beauty of the story of Ireland and the Irish people, the story of all immigrants that come to this country. And so that concert tomorrow night at Symphony Center is just a spectacular musical celebration. It's Irish dance. It's a huge chorus. It's an orchestra. It's festive. It's joyful. We kick off the week with a really classy artistic expression of all things Irish. And so that sets our tone for the week. And then it just goes on and on with times for us to come together and pray in gratitude for the experience of the Irish people in Ireland and also just to celebrate who we are as Chicago. And so that rolls into next weekend for us, which then you know, really the civic celebration, the city's celebration of St. Patrick's Day on Parade Day starts at Old St. Pat's with a big celebration in the morning, a celebration of Mass with lots of folks here. The river gets dyed green by the Plumbers Union, and then we kick off Shamrock and the Block here, which is a great party, a pop-up pub, family stuff here all day long on Parade Day. So a little bit of something for everyone in celebrating this great tradition of the Irish community in Chicago.
Yeah, we'll talk about some of those events and some of the special guests, the celebrity guests that are in on things. For Old St. Pat's, where you are, share a little bit. I've been to some of the block parties at Old St. Pat's. Is how, you know, obviously it's a place to come together, you know, where people, you know, celebrate their faith and all the things that a church would typically do. But just that it's just this gathering point in the city that means, I think, more, you know, I mean, it even kind of transcends what happens, you know, on Sundays.
I agree. You know, St. Pat's, so this parish was started in 1846. So, and the building, the current church building, was built in 1856. It survived the Chicago fire. The building and this place in the western edge of the loop here at Adams and Des Plaines has been a spiritual home for lots of people of all different backgrounds since that time. So for a long time, this place has been a spiritual home, but also a community builder. And so, you know, you note those block parties that for so many years in the late 80s and in the through the 90s were these just great parties, lots and lots of people coming together to celebrate life, to have great music, to meet new friends. And the church is supposed to not just be about what happens inside the walls of a beautiful church like ours, but it's really about what happens when we walk out the doors on Sunday morning to go and, like we like to say here, to be church for the world. And so St. Pat's has taken seriously for a very long time. It's called to be a center for the community of Chicago. And people know Old St. Pat's. People know it as a place of welcome and inclusivity, a place that we can come together and pray and work to become the city and the world we're supposed to be. And, you know, we know we're always struggling to do our best, and we're always trying to be better at who we are as individuals and as a community. And I think in part what people find at Old St. Pat's is just a very hopeful way of engaging the world and of being community together and being church together. So I feel incredibly blessed to serve here as the pastor. And as you say, for a long time and a lot of fun and big social ways, it's a part of the conversation that is Chicago.
Yeah, and bringing people together there at St. Pat's. Of course, you mentioned the orchestra, they'll be there. St. Pat's choir is going to be there. But some of these celebrity guests, it's also drawing them in as well. You got the Gardner Brothers, five-time world champions in Irish dance, and Chicago's Irish diva, Catherine O'Connell. Talk a little bit about some of the kind of extra cool people who'll be in on things.
Yeah, very cool folks. The Gardner Brothers, people know them from, they're world renowned. They're two Irish brothers. They're not twins, but they look a lot alike, and they're national champions. They're international world champions. They're all over TikTok and social media as Irish dancers that have sort of popularized Irish dance in some new ways. They were with us last year. They're a real showstopper. There's just a lot of good energy and fun. Catherine O'Connell, who everybody in Chicago knows as sort of Chicago's Irish diva, she'll be singing with us. Ciara Renee, who's a Broadway singer, will be with us to sing with us. Devin DeSantis, who's currently starring, and Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat out of Drury Lane, he's a featured performer. Trinity Irish Dancers, who are phenomenal. Again, another showstopper with the kids from Trinity Irish Dance that come out and celebrate with us. So it really is just a great, great diverse celebration of all the great storytelling, music, and dance of the Irish people.
So there's a lot of things that are happening on the entertainment side. I want to mention, go into a little bit more about Shamrock and at Old St. Pat's. Talk about that, because you guys are doing it in a big way on the celebration side.
We are. So this is the Shamrock and is on Parade Day. So that's next Saturday, March 15th. And from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. here near on our campus, so in our space at 625 West Adams, it's a great celebration, a great party of Irish music, Irish food, stuff for families and kids, art projects, balloon artists, face painting, that sort of thing. It's just a family-friendly, fun day to celebrate in the Old St. Pat's community. So it's got the feel of a pop-up pub. One of our main sponsors is Guinness, as you would expect.
Yes.
For something like this. And it's just, we just have a great, great time. All tickets and information on these things available at our own website, oldstpats.org. And we invite everybody to join us and be a part of Shamrock and the Block.
We'll have links up at WGNradio.com for that. And last thing before we let you go, Father, talk about this. You get in there, and I feel like you get a lot. You get an opportunity to pray and show your faith and celebrate and kind of enjoy the company of so many other people on and around the holidays. But also, you've got a chance to win some money, right? You could, you've got a, whether it's like a pot of gold raffle, you've got some opportunities to leave there with more than just a good feeling.
It wouldn't be a Catholic parish party without a raffle. And so there's the pot of gold raffle tickets available for that. That's a lot of fun. Good prizes to be had that day, and just a great, great fun celebration for everybody. And we'd love to see as many folks as can join us to be with us.
One last time, the website for people to get more information. Like I said, we'll have links up at WGNradio.com, but maybe social media wise, where can people go?
Yeah, you'll find Old St. Pat's on Instagram and X and everywhere else. And we've been pushing out more and more information. Just look for Old St. Pat's in those places, and you'll see it all right there. And happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody. Hope they can be with us.
Father Pat McGrath, thanks so much for everything you're doing. It's going to be a big and busy week, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thanks, Dean. God bless you.
All right. Well, we are going to take a break, and we come back, we're going to have Meathead on. Now, Meathead, you think of, he's a guy, he's an iconic figure in the world of barbecue, but also sort of a scientist when it comes to food and barbecue and creating it, not only with recipes, but advice, tips, techniques, you name it. He has a groundbreaking book that we've known and loved, right? Been beloved in the food community for years, probably going on, maybe 10 years or more. He's going to be on with us. He's got a new book coming out. You think, what could you do? How could he top it? He's going to tell us all about that when we come back. And then stay tuned, too. We are also going to have you think about the celebrations people are texting in. What about the toast for Harry Carey? And that is going to be coming up on the 18th. I know Lisa Dent is going to be broadcasting live from there at Harry Carey's. And we're going to have a big presence there. We're going to talk to Grant DePorter a little bit later on in the program as well about that. And he's going to share how people can get involved in all the things that we're doing here at WGN. So stay tuned. It's Dane in for Dean here. 720 WGN. 720 WGN. It is Dane here with you. In for Dean until 1 p.m. And I think probably a lot of people agree the weather outside is going to be great a little bit later on today. They're going to fire up the grill. Of course, in Chicago, it is a year-round thing. It isn't something that's seasonal or holiday-related. It's something that happens all the time. And a guy that's contributed to that mindset in a big way, not only here in Chicago, but around the world, is a celebrated author, barbecue Hall of Famer, New York Times bestseller. And of course, you think about that original book that he had, The Science of Great Barbecue and Grilling, and I feel that it actually helped bring barbecue, always beloved, always appreciated, but into maybe another level of elevation when it comes to the culinary side. And great to have him on the line. It's the one and only Meathead. Meathead, welcome to WGN.
Dane, it's so good to talk to you again. I miss you. How you been?
I've been okay. But, the weather is out there. The bat signal is out for Meathead.
My.
People are going to be they're going to be grilling. And I did want to ask you about that. Over time, barbecue is always, it is one of our, American, indigenous culinary discipline kind of things. But I feel like whether it's books like yours or whether it's maybe some of the television shows, information and guidance you can get at AmazingRibs.com and on the internet and a million different places, is that the world of barbecue has really just risen to another level.
It has. Barbecue was just something that a lot of people loved, but very few people did until about 10 years ago. And it's been on a steady upward growth curve. Every neighborhood has a pizza joint, and I think we're getting close to the point where every neighborhood will have a barbecue joint. They're all over the Chicagoland, and it used to just be a few. It's wonderful.
So when people used to think, hey, you know, I know barbecue. I know what I'm doing. I can go ahead and make some hamburgers in the backyard kind of thing. But to be able to deconstruct, it is a very difficult culinary discipline. And when you wrote that first book, what was sort of the inspiration behind it? Obviously, so many accolades for it. But, you know, to kind of really say, like, hey, guys, you think you know what you're doing. This is what it's really all about.
Well, you know, you're dealing with fire and smoke and protein and fat and carbohydrates, and they interact interestingly. Whenever you cook, whether it's indoors or outdoors, you're doing a physics and chemistry experiment. And a lot of folks just go out there and throw the burgers on the grill. But if you can, you know, this is 2025. You know, people used to look at a recipe and it said, do step one, do step two, do step three, and that's what they did. People, it's a technological era. People want to know, why do I do step one? What happens if I do, skip step two? So my book, Meathead, The Science of Great Barbecue and Grilling, tries to explain what is heat, what is fire, what is smoke, what is meat, what are vegetables, and how do they interact? And, you know, in the old business about teach a man to fish or give him a fish, I try to teach you how to fish. I try to teach you what's going on under the hood. And if you understand those basic science concepts, your cooking will improve drastically overnight.
Well, you said the word teaching, and that's kind of what it's been. You have this whole educational side to what it is that you're doing. I know that's part of your background. Talk about, you know, we started AmazingRibs.com, and I'm pretty sure it's like the number one site for that area. And then you look at, you know, all of that feedback. It's one thing to put a book out into the world. It's another to have it really just inspire people to ask more questions on social media. You're pretty prolific there. Talk just a little bit about that. And were those intended consequences? You put the information out, you obviously want people to buy the book, but it's really started this conversation.
I'm flattered you think so. You know, you and I have been communicating over the years, and I talk to a lot of people in media, radio, television. There's nobody on the internet, nobody on the radio who knows barbecue as well as you. And it's just fascinating, and that you know my book and you know my website is that well. The website started, I started grilling as a kid. I mean, I used to hang out with my dad when he grilled, and it fascinated me. And his specialty was flank steak, and I just love the taste of flank steak to this day. And, you know, maybe he'd let me have a little sip of beer, you know, and that might have motivated me a bit. I learned to love it when I went to college. The apartment complex I lived in had a grill outdoors, you know, one of those aluminum things on a pole that's stuck in the ground. And my roommates would ask me to grill all the time. And one day my neighbor, who used to be a butcher, challenged me to a rib cook-off, and it went from there. You know, I started what was one of the very first barbecue websites in 2005. I named it AmazingRibs.com because it had one recipe, ribs. Now it's got everything. I mean, goodness, anything you can cook outdoors is in there. I like to say anything you can cook indoors, you can cook outdoors better. In fact, I've got a new book coming out in May, and it's got a lot of really cool stuff in there. It goes beyond what is typical barbecue. Like, for instance, everybody loves fried chicken, right? You love fried chicken. I know you do.
Who doesn't?
It's just a pain to cook indoors. It spatters all over the stovetop, all over the countertops. It sets off the smoke alarm. If you've got a gas grill, do it on your gas grill. You get a Dutch oven with high sides, so it won't spatter much. Pour an inch or two of oil in the bottom. Bring it up to 375. That's your magic number for deep frying. And bread your chicken. You can just roll it around in flour. You don't have to go through the three-step process. And toss it in there. Who cares if it smokes? Who cares if it spatters? And it won't catch on fire. You're talking about a big, heavy, deep Dutch oven. It's fantastic. It's easy to do. When it's done, you just take it out of the Dutch oven, set it on the grill grates, and let it stay there and stay warm. It's fantastic.
Yeah, and so basically, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. No, you go.
Well, I'm just going to say there's some basic things like fried chicken that people love universally, and to find ways to go ahead and integrate that into the outdoor side of it. I think there's something primordial, you know, with people that just love to cook over a live fire. I think there's something more to it than just, hey, this is, you know, an end, or, you know, just a means to get to an end of food to stay alive, right? I think that there's something about it, whether it's the communal nature of the fire or the backyard or just the fire in general. Something I think built into the DNA that that allows for us to do this. The new book, and we're going to talk about it in the segment coming up, 114 recipes, and you got to figure there's been enough time between one book and the other book. Some of these are going to be things that that Meathead, you have thought, hey, here's something I didn't put in the first thing that I really think people should know. And some, I'm sure, we talked about that conversation going back and forth, that some of these have been where people said, Meathead this, and you said, let's just get it down. Let's document it and get that information out there for people. So when we come back from this segment, we're going to continue our conversation with Meathead. We're going to talk about the brand new book that's coming out in May. Want to mention, of course, this segment has been sponsored by the Lyric Opera of Chicago. But keep it here. We're going to continue our conversation with Meathead when we come back at Staying 720 WGN. 720 WGN, you know when it's... And you have just one name, whether you're Madonna or Cher or Elvis, you know you're getting somewhere. And you also know, too, if Alton Brown says that your book is the only book in outdoor cookery that you'll ever need. So I see people throwing out so many, maybe a lot of garage sales, right, where there'll be books for sale or just opportunities to recycle those. If Alton Brown likes it, you know that it has got to be good. Meathead is on the line. Meathead, welcome back.
Oh, good to talk to you again, Dane.
So what, you know, the inspiration, obviously, you know, it's a business and a career, and you're giving people what they want, and obviously it's been well received. But the inspiration for the new book is, you know, it's Unlocking the Secrets of Outdoor Cooking with Barbecue Hall of Famer Meathead's latest cookbook, The Meathead Method. So what was, I guess, the inspiration for the book?
Well, the first book really is a science book, and it focuses on what goes on under the hood. This book, I try to share a lot of the methods that I use, the techniques that I use that get you there. And I was talking in the last segment about deep frying. That's in this book. It's really easy. I mean, everybody loves fried chicken, but it's really very few of us do it at home. Here's another one. Everybody loves Chinese food. Well, Chinese food's best done in a bowl-shaped frying pan called a wok. And if you've ever seen a Chinese kitchen or video of it, that flame under that wok is really hot. If you try to do stir-fry in a regular frying pan on your stovetop, you'll make good food, but it's not going to be as good as the Chinese restaurant. But I can show you how to do it on your grill. What you do is if you have a charcoal grill, the best way to start a charcoal fire is with a gadget called the charcoal chimney. It looks like a big coffee can, and you throw charcoal in there, and you light it, and it gets really hot. In fact, it gets over 1,000 degrees at the top. That's like the back end of an F-35. That sucker really is wok, Chinese restaurant heat. So you can wok cook on top of a charcoal chimney.
Wow.
And you can get fantastic stir fries, fried rice, whatever you want, just like downtown. So I explain it, and there's a couple of little tricks to it. I show the method. So it's all about methodology, procedures.
What are some of the 114 recipes we mentioned a little bit before is, you know, you only have so much space in a book, and you want to be able to put a bunch of hits on there. It's like a band. It's like a musician, right? You know, you got the album and you want to have all good songs. You know, which ones did you decide, okay, we've got to add this one, and which ones made the book?
Well, you know, I watch barbecue around the world, and you know, we're not the only country that grills and cooks outdoors. There's a trend going on in barbecue restaurants around the country now where people of Asian background are opening barbecue joints, and they're bringing Asian flavors into American style barbecue. And of course, if you've stumbled into Korean fried chicken, you've seen that. I'm trying to get outside the standard barbecue box. in this book, with adding Asian ingredients, Italian, Spanish, and methods that they use, so that I can inspire the people who love to cook outdoors to try new things. To, you know, don't just throw a couple of chicken pieces on there. Let's do tandoori chicken. So it's a little outside the box stuff. Now, everybody wants ribs and pulled pork and brisket, and I covered that really well in the first book. So what I did in this book is I watched and talked to the barbecue champions, the competitors. You know, there's about 500 barbecue competitions around this country, and there's some big money, some prize money. It's really $5,000-$10,000 prize money. And I talked to them, I watched their techniques, and I've shared the best of those recipes here. So if you want to cook ribs and maybe thinking about entering a competition, I show you how. Same thing, pulled pork, brisket, chicken, the classic competition foods. So I've kind of veered off the standard path. The first book has got, you know, great steaks and burgers and ribs and so on. This book, we do the same proteins, but we take them a step further.
Yeah, expand it. Just, you know, being a little more things to more people. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention, you know, AmazingRibs.com. You know, you've got all of those different recipes and ways for people to make a lot of different things online. That information, that education is on demand. But also on the equipment side, you mentioned the chimney is something that, you know, people that are listening right now that have a, you know, that they use, you know, charcoal. Obviously, it's a great way to start it. You don't want to put lighter fluid on it. At least you want to try to avoid that. And so that is something that you need, but also on the equipment side, our good mutual friend Max Good, right? There he is, you know, working on the equipment side and some of those things. What have you seen, Meathead, that has, you know, where people are, maybe those manufacturers are meeting people where they are? They're looking for either elevated or different ways to either make stuff or cook stuff. A lot of similarities in what happens, but the equipment has really expanded too.
Yeah, great question, and it comes from a guy who really knows the answer. but I'm glad you asked it, because this is 2025. It's a technological era. Technology is working its way onto your porch and your deck. The hottest thing going in grills and the smokers right now are pellet cookers. These are devices that burn wood pellets. They look like little rabbit pellets, but they're pure wood. There's no glue or anything involved. And you cook with this pure wood, and the coolest thing about them is they have a thermostat, just like your indoor oven and stove. So you can set a temperature, it'll go to that temperature, and it sticks at that temperature. You open the lid, and cold air rushes in. You close the lid, and boom, it goes right back up to your temperature. It's very similar to cooking indoors, only you're burning wood. You're getting that smoke flavor. This is something that I think is attracting more and more women who are trained on cooking indoors with a thermostat. The other thing that's going on now is, you know, I'm often asked, what's the most important tool you have to have? And it's not tongs or a spatula. It's a digital thermometer. Mm-hmm. You can get really good digital thermometers for $30. Steak is most tender when it's at 130 to 135 degrees. That's medium rare, and it is most tender and most juicy at that temperature. When you go beyond that, the muscle fibers start to contract, squeeze out juice, the myoglobin turns brown, all kinds of stuff happens that deteriorates the quality. Go below it, and you're deep into the rare territory where it's a little stringy, and so 130 to 135 is your target. Well, you know, people stand out there and they think it's done. They poke it with their fingers. They put a knife in it and cut it open. But the color changes with it. It's exposed to oxygen, so you really can't tell by cutting it open. But you poke it with a digital thermometer and you know exactly what its temperature is. You bring it in at exactly the right temperature. You never have to stand at the head of the table and tell your guests, well, kind of got a week for me. I'm awfully sorry. And we've all done that. I mean, for crying out loud. Digital, and it's not going to go and deflate. You know, an 8-ounce filet mignon, that's your typical serving of a filet mignon. It's 75% water. 6 ounces of that steak is water. If you stick it with a digital thermometer and a few drops of liquid come out, it's nothing. In fact, it will lose 20% of its water just to evaporation during the cooking process. So it's not going to hurt. You can stab it as many times as you want, and you should, until you get it nailed right down exact temperature that you like. And they're perfect because Aunt June might like it at 140, while Uncle Harry likes it at 130, and you can nail them both. So great digital thermometers. And you mentioned Max Good. Max is the world's only full-time grill and smoker tester. He works for us, and we have hundreds of grills and smokers that he has tested in great detail, along with video. We also have an electrical engineer who tests thermometers for us. So you can come to our website, AmazingRibs.com, and research the next grill or smoker you're going to buy, or thermometers. And you can get a really good thermometer for under $30.
Yeah, it's a game changer. And you got the grilling and barbecue dream team there, right? You've got those guys all working in the name of great food and great barbecue. In the 20 or so seconds we have left, Meathead, we're going to have you back on, obviously, when the book launches in May. But for people who want to get more information, AmazingRibs.com will have that link. Is there a separate link for you or social media?
No, you go to the website, AmazingRibs.com. There's a contact button. You hit the contact button. I see all those. You know, well, I'm a small business. I handle all customer service. Check me out and ask me any question you got.
Meathead, he is there. You are in good hands with him. Of course, some of the best hands available. Again, we'll have links up. Meathead, get back to your day. There's some big grilling week coming up, and thanks so much for jumping on the show.
Always good talking to you. You know more than anybody. It's fantastic to have this conversation.
All right. Thank you, Meathead. We are going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to have more. It's Dane and for Dean here on 720 WGN.